Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy
Good morning.
Wednesday.
I enjoyed watching Katie run back and forth outside trying to capture the sunrise this morning.
It was beautiful.
You looked a little goofy out there running around, like waving at the sky and talking to the angels up there. Sunrise.
This is one of the benefits to getting up early. I'm all out there talking to myself, but no. Like,
great video. Great video of the parking lot this morning.
It was like mostly blocked by the parking lot.
It's funny because like anybody who knows me knows that sunrises and sunsets make me so happy. And I was walking out into the lobby and just through a little window above the kitchen, I could see straight pink, like the beautiful.
I gotta get this.
Well, the cotton candy kind of sunrise that we get here in Colorado, and I was like, I have to go get my badge so I don't get locked outside.
I saw her run to the office, get her key card, run back outside, running back and forth to get the best shot out front.
Yeah. Well, and then it's funny, I roll in here and I'm like, Josh, is this not the prettiest parking lot you've ever seen? And
he's like,
it's a parking lot, Katie.
not taking anything away from you, Katie, but it's just it's a parking lot.
Asphalt and a little bit of sky.
Oh, yep. So pretty.
Top of the Home Depot next door.
That pink was so pink.
Are you going to post it on your TikTok?
I might.
On your Instagram?
I might throw it in our stories too, just so people
can.
I'm going to comment and say that's mostly parking lot.
We can get some likes and follows, Katie.
Pretty parking
Thank
lot.
You. Look at the sky.
We might get some unfollows with that one.
Speaking of your social, I was looking at some of your stuff last night that you were posting. You made that chicken piccata or whatever
stuffed
last night.
Stuffed chicken marsala.
Is that what it was?
Sure did. Oh, it was so good. Like, it was probably one of the best batches I've ever made. And so
it looked tasty.
Zoe and I were like, we sat at the kitchen table, and I think both of us wolfed down our dinner in like 5 minutes. Like, there was no talking. There was no discussion while we were eating. It was just straight.
Like mother, so good.
Did she come over and help you make it?
No, it was done by the time she got there. Yeah. She's a hardworking lady, Josh.
Uh-huh.
Like, she had to work all day yesterday. So I wanted to make sure she had a nice hot meal when she came over. I absolutely love making that dish. And it was funny, yesterday I actually got all of my shopping done at Safeway, and so I'm there getting the sun-dried tomatoes and the chicken and the mozzarella cheese for it and everything, and I'm checking out at the self-checkout, and all of a sudden I get, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm great. Hi, how are you? And she's like, you're on Mix 100.
Was this a shopper?
Yes, I am. No, it was one of the self-checkout ladies.
Oh,
her name's Cindy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Cindy at self-checkout.
And yeah, she actually, it was funny because she's like, I know you guys are close. I've been waiting for Josh to come in here. And I was like,
go see Cindy, Josh.
I will.
Josh actually shops here sometimes.
Cindy, I do.
And she was like, I was like, you know, Jared's the one who's farthest away from us. And she's like, oh, I know, but I'm hoping maybe he'll make his way in here. She's like, I know your station's close. I'm like, it is.
You should have found out when she was working next, and we could have all just gone in.
She works from 6 to 2.
Oh, you already know.
I did find out when she works.
Which location?
She's right there off Yosemite and Lincoln. That Safeway right
Yosemite
there tucked away.
Yeah. Okay.
That's my favorite spot.
That would be funny to go in there.
And I told her, because we talk on this show quite often about how that is my favorite place to shop. And I know they sponsor our YouTube feed. And,
yeah, they're getting some plugs right now, Katie Cat.
Well, then people, like, it truly is my favorite place because their produce is the best. Like, they just, everything is better there.
I told you, I rave about their sub sandwiches. And we just did them for my son's birthday. And guess what? My sister is having a birthday party this weekend. And for her son, she's going to Safeway to get the subs to feed everybody at the birthday party.
Yes.
So, pro tip, if you're a parent throwing a birthday looking for a delicious meal, the subs are like $8-9 each.
Yeah.
You get like four of them, boom, you're good for a party.
And while you're there, their chicken wing bar is second to none.
Look at us raving about Safeway.
That's a party right there. Sub sandwiches and hot wings.
Oh,
like, invite me.
Well, I will say that the little meal you made last night for your lazy daughter looked really tasty, actually.
Yeah.
And it looked quite simple.
No,
I'm just saying, you were really like building it up. Like, this is an amazing meal yesterday.
It
we
is.
Were talking about it, and I saw you lay out the ingredients and everything. It did look like just a simple meal to make. It didn't look difficult.
There is some technique to it because you have to make a pocket in your chicken. Then you need to stuff it with the mozzarella, the Parmesan, and the sun-dried tomatoes. And then you fry it on both sides. And
Love
then
it.
It's creating the sauce.
Yeah.
That the marsala cream sauce, because it's not just a marsala
You're
wine
a cream sauce.
Yeah, a little cream to it, a little fancier that way. But
I love making little pockets in my chicken.
I do too.
I put all sorts of stuff in
That's
there.
That's the best way to eat chicken.
That's how I smuggle drugs into prison.
Is your pocket in here, chicken? Can hold just about anything.
My boy's in prison. You got to smuggle some stuff in. Pocket chicken.
It's a good way to do it.
Yeah, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, now I put that up on our Instagram stories as well, a little video of me making that. And Zoe's so excited to eat it at the end.
I would have asked you to bring some in, but the way you two, it sounds like you were devouring it and then licking each other's fingers. I don't think I would want it.
There was absolutely, there was a little bit of leftover from my plate that I put in the fridge for later today. But even that, like I almost, God, I was like, do I want to save this for tomorrow? Or do I just, am I uncomfortably full all
night? Like, let's lick the bowl. Let's go.
So yeah, I was going to bring some leftovers, but there were none. So
well, it looked tasty. Yeah, it was some nice mother-daughter time, I would imagine.
It was. And then she took a 45-minute nap on the couch while I rubbed her feet.
Did she help you clean it up, I'm sure?
No, she didn't.
She's not lazy at all. What a good kid you have.
No, I love her. Come on.
Mom, I'm hungry. Make me dinner. I'm going to come over and then take a nap as you clean.
I needed to take care of her. Again, she had a day.
She had a rough day waking up and going to work.
No.
Josh, how was Broncos training camp yesterday?
It was good, man. There was no practice yesterday. It was just the media availability and... some players came out and talked, and it was just the usual, oh, we're so excited for this season, we can't wait, you know, we're going to win the championship, all that player and coach speak. They will be out on the field today doing a little practicing. They call it acclimation time, where they get back to being acclimated to being on the field. So we'll be watching that, and I mean, the season's officially started now. Everybody's back. We're starting practices, and seriously, in like 2.5 weeks, we have games again, preseason, but still games, so... Yeah. It's coming at you quick, Jer. I'm excited. I bet your wife is super excited, too, that Broncos season's back in full swing.
I would
imagine.
Yeah, I haven't talked to her about it. But, yeah, she's a huge Broncos fan. Yeah. I saw some story yesterday about Peyton Manning possibly moving out of the state.
Yeah.
Well, his son is going to a boarding school out in Nashville, I believe, somewhere in Tennessee, to work on his football craft. And I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Peyton, he has a jet that takes him anywhere, so he can literally live wherever he wants and be good.
Yeah, Peyton lives everywhere, right? Yeah. He's probably got a home and different area codes.
Yeah, he does. For sure. I mean, he does.
I got homes
in different area codes. That's PFM for you.
Those are the lyrics, right?
Those are some lyrics. Those are totally the lyrics.
Funny. Well, good.